Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life After Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody. I'm looking forward to having callers and Dale.
Yes.
Dale Shear, our world-renowned psychic. Hi, Dale.
And
hi, Barb.
Aww,
hey, Barb. Hey, Dale.
I know you had a hard day. I don't know if you want to talk about it on air.
No.
But
No.
We don't want
it's to
air it.
No,
no,
we're trying to change the energy of it.
I hope we can get your, you know, spirits up on the show today.
Yeah, Johnny has to give out the phone number a couple of times so we can get some
callers.
Yeah,
because we do have one person waiting to call in. We do have one person waiting to call in. The number
but
is 808-516-531-9874.
Barbara, you
yes,
do it.
Everybody call in to Life Laughter Happiness right now, 516-531-9874.
Okay. Do you want me to put this person through? Okay.
Sure. Or Barbara and I can talk a bit about the retrograde, but we'll put this guy through, and then we'll
go. Okay. 267
is there
you go.
Okay. Hi, caller. Hi. You're on live now with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Donna from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hi.
I was wondering, what do you see about my love life in the future? Right now, I don't have one, but...
Join the group. It's called... You know, somebody's ought to write a book about all this coronavirus thing from 2020. You're fussy. You're real picky on people, you know, men or relationships. Nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, it's rough. And it's also rough being in the coronavirus situation. Probably the only way to meet people is online. Have you done any of that?
No, not really. I'm not really into it. Well, I got over a relationship. The last 3 years, I wouldn't even call it a relationship. I just finally got the guts to say, you know, you come back again, my door's not open. And I mean it, and I'm standing strong.
Okay, but that's past. I mean, and you have the tendency to break down. That every time they come back, you open the door again, and that's something that's got to stop.
Yes. Yes.
You know, because you're hurt by this person all the time. So, you know, let loose of it. Let go. And just let go. You have two or three different men coming in later on. I don't know dates, times, or places because this virus thing is crazy, so we don't know. How's it in Philadelphia on the virus?
Excuse me?
How is the coronavirus in Philadelphia?
Oh, Philadelphia, well, the last I heard that Philadelphia might end up getting closed down again because for some reason it's pretty bad. Right now I work in a hospital.
Okay.
But a little bit past Philadelphia. It's in the I hate to say it, Philly people don't hate me, but it's the nicer area. And there's only like three people left in the hospital with it, and they're ready to go soon. But
no, that's good.
Leaving. You know, the inner city, you know, it was pretty bad.
Well,
but
I know Philly pretty well because I was born in Jersey and I had a lot of relatives in Philly. You know, but I'm just like,
you know,
God bless you for helping so many people. You know, you meet doctors down there, don't you, all the time?
Excuse me, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Don't you meet doctors all the time?
Yes, I do housekeeping in there, and that's, I feel bad because we don't get enough credit, and we're the ones that go in there, and you know, but it's good.
Making sense. You don't get enough credit for what?
No, in the hospital, you know, because we have to go in the room and clean up, you know, clean up everything, and it's very, like, I get very nervous sometimes a lot.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine you would, but, you know, unfortunately, in this mess that we're in, there's very few people that will do what you're doing, and I totally understand. I do not see you getting the virus at all, so that's good. And I do see you meeting men in the hospital or relationships there, but take your time because don't jump from one situation to another. You're doing a lot of good work to help people. So you really need to look at that and make sure it's okay.
Right. Well, I have a close friend that I've known since I'm 58, since I was like 13, and the attraction's not really there, but it seems like it's coming through pretty good. It's not like, I don't know. So I think something might happen there. His name's Greg.
What do you got to lose at 58? Give it a chance.
Right. Yeah.
Just give it a chance. All I know is you're doing a lot of good work. You're helping people. It's wonderful. God bless you. And just, you know, keep doing it. And, you know, and by right, everything's going to fall into place. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, we had some callers calling recently, so do you want to take the next one?
Well, I'd like to give it a chance. I want to talk to Barb for a moment.
That's fine.
Okay,
we'll
great.
We'll be in a moment.
All right.
Apparently,
all this weird stuff that's going on now, I don't know for how many months. Do you have your computer, Barb, where you can look up to see if we're in a Mercury retrograde?
Oh, I have my phone, which I can look things up, and that's what I'll do right now. But, yes, I do believe so. It is called Mercury retrograde, and crazy things are happening electronically around me.
Well, that's what retrogrades do, usually. If it's a Mercury one, it deals with paperwork. It deals with everything going wrong. You know, and you have to double check and triple check. And I don't have my iPad over here at the moment to check it.
Just trying to look it up too on my phone. And
well, you want me to go take a call while you want me to take a call while you look it up?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Johnny.
This is area code 402. 402, you are on the air. You're with Psychic Dance here.
Hi.
What's your name and where?
This is Sharon.
What is,
and I'm in New York.
Okay, I'm not understanding you. What is your name? Let me ask the questions. What is your name?
Sharon.
Sharon, and what city are you from?
New York.
Okay, got it. What part of New York?
Queens.
Oh, okay, upstate. Yeah, okay, I know where that is very well. And how's the coronavirus up there right now? I hear it's leveling off up there.
No.
No.
It sounds like there's kind of a surge in a lot of places. getting bad again. Yeah.
Yep. And what do you think? And I'll go with you, you know, and answer your question a little bit. But what do you think that's contributing to it? I mean, I have my own feelings, but I mean, we're in Europe, in Italy, they've almost eradicated it. And in Paris, they've opened up the Eiffel Tower. Did you know that, Barbara? Barbara?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Oh, I am looking something up, and I wasn't even listening. What was the question?
I'm sorry. They've opened up the Eiffel Tower, and they've opened up in Italy, but they have very low in Europe, very low virus in that area. But the thing with the Eiffel Tower, which is hysterical because I've been there about four times, is the fact that you got to climb the stairs to get in. They're not using the elevator.
That's a good workout. I've been there too, but I didn't go up because I had a little baby in a stroller.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying the elevator is great, but they won't use it. So you have to climb 658 stairs to get, you know, to like one of the first floors of the Eiffel Tower, you know. But I was just saying, other countries are leveling off because they're not getting crazy like we have been. So, ma'am, what do you think?
I think that it's a lot of younger people than they've seen before, and I think it's because everybody's just sick of being in and they're going out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not taking the precautions.
Yeah,
that they were.
They're talking about Florida, Arizona, Texas. I didn't hear Philadelphia about possibly re-shutting it down. You know,
we're looking at phase two here. We're not open yet, so.
In Nevada, we are open in. What's terrible here, and I want to talk about this for a moment, is in Tahoe, you have the casinos open, partially, you know, 50%.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
No, but
there's no way that they can keep it sanitized. There's no way.
That's right. And then it gets worse. I mean, like down in Reno, they have the Grand Sierra. They're letting the kids party at the pool because it's open air.
Right. And the beaches,
and I'm going,
they're ignoring. Yeah.
You know, and then half the people aren't wearing masks. It's just driving me nuts. I mean, it's to the point where.
Well, it just depends on, you know, the leadership out of the White House is not doing what they should be doing.
That's correct.
And the only thing he cares about is money. So. He just wants to pretend it doesn't exist anymore, I think.
I gotcha. Okay, what can I do to help you, sweetie?
I've had some kind of a group of people. It sounds crazy, but it's true. And you can probably see it, I'm hoping, that have been doing everything in their power to make my life hell and ruin my relationships and my life and the whole bit. And I'm wondering, are they going to be exposed? Is it going to stop?
Okay, well, let's be specific. What relationship are they ruining?
My family. There was someone that I was involved with that I had to walk away from so they wouldn't get affected by it. My landlord, everything.
So you're feeling
things lies have been said about me. Yeah, lies are being said about me behind my back. And
can you prove that at all?
Yeah, some of it. But it's hard to pinpoint.
I know this is going to sound stupid, but the only way to get rid of this situation is to move away. From it.
I just moved here. I moved away. And it just came with, you know, because there's cell phones and And unfortunately, there's some legal.
Well,
people,
you know,
with
this
clout
is not,
involved.
Unfortunately, this is not a matter that I can really go into on air. If you wanted to
okay.
in-depthly, you
can't,
you know,
see that anybody's been doing anything to me, and that
I feel that some people.
Or
no, I feel some people have, but I mean, we're talking about. I would have to do it in a private session. It's not something on air. It's not going to stop. I'll be honest
great.
With you. It won't stop. And you may have to move again and change phone numbers again and do stuff like that and really going, you know, off the planet into seclusion, getting an RV, going in the middle of nowhere, then it won't happen anymore.
Oh, my God. I can't
wow.
do that, obviously.
In other words, learn how to live with this, I guess.
No, it's hard for her. You know,
I mean,
I
is she really
going
to want to just do that? That's drastic. That's like isolation.
Yeah.
Worse than now.
Well, I don't know about that. Sounds pretty good to me, getting in an RV and getting away from the world at the moment.
Oh, sorry.
There's one place I know of that's very beautiful. But there's a lot of paperwork involved, but there's no coronavirus, and that's in Aruba. So, you know, there's places on the planet that these people can't track you. So you're just going to have to really, really
serious?
Look at it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That you're telling me this? I'm disabled.
Yes.
I don't have the money for an RV. I can't do any of those things.
No. I'm joking. That part was joking. Your question was, are these people still attacking me? And I'm telling you, yes, they are. But how to fix the problem, I really don't know. I don't have an answer.
Right.
Because they're crazy, so I don't know. But
and,
the RV thing
I don't
and
even
all that.
Why, to be honest.
Hmm?
I don't know why. You're doing it. Maybe if I knew why, I could.
All right. It's not something I can go into on the podcast right now, but I'm just going to say a lot of prayers for you and wish you the best and just hope that this ends, okay?
Do you see anybody positive coming into my life?
At the moment, I don't, okay, because of the virus, not because of these people, just because of the virus.
Okay.
But I got to go back to Barbara now, but I thank you very much, okay, for calling.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Okay, Dale, I have some information.
And it continues, Barbara. My day continues.
I know. And
you
it
know
is
what I mean,
all,
Barbara? My day
all,
is continuing.
Yes. I,
okay,
I know.
Let's find out.
You know what? This Mercury retrograde affects all communication. I sent you, Johnny, and our Life, Laughter, Happiness group chat members a link to everything about it. And it lasts from June 18th to July 12th. So it's not going to be
That's
too much
That's not too
longer.
Bad. That's not too bad.
No.
If we don't die, and I'm making this as a joke, I mean, I'm going to have to clarify my Becky's humor. From July 18th to, I mean, from now to July, what did you say? Till
June
18th July,
through the 12th.
Well, that's not too bad. I think I've had the worst of it today. I'm just like, my God. I've had it
but
rough.
But that was interesting, though, when you notice things. It's interesting, and then you can look it up and, oh, wow, that's why that's happening. I mean, these planets, they're very powerful.
When you're having a six planetary, and I'm not an astrologer, but when you're having a six planetary alignment or a nine planetary alignment will create earthquakes throughout the world. That I know for a fact because all the planets line up and they have an earth pole and there will be earthquakes. And we have been getting earthquakes in Nevada, which is rare. It's very rare, okay? very strange. But the I always look at, is there a retrograde going on? If there is, I want to stay in my house and put my covers over my head.
Yeah.
And just stay there.
Well, what else could go wrong? I mean, it says communications.
Oh,
everybody thinks it's like technology, but other things,
no.
It doesn't even matter, can be affected.
That is true. It's not just technology. I don't know how deep it goes, but all I know is the day I had today, I looked at it, this got to be a Mercury retrograde. And then, you know, having to take someone to the hospital, it's just I don't even know what's going on there. It's weird. And I'm hoping everything's going to be okay because of the retrograde. But I see it.
Yeah.
I feel it will be. I feel it will be.
Well, that's good. And I also sent it to your page on Facebook. So, hey, everybody, go check out Dale Scheer on Facebook. She has a page there, and I put that retrograde article on her page right there. And then also you can call her after the show directly for more time, because on the show we don't have a lot of time for each person. And like the caller, I think it was two callers ago, or you said that this was going to take time. And also you said it was somewhat confidential, that it was not for the air. So she can also reach you after the show.
Well, they can if they want. But if she's on disability or something, you know, I feel bad for her. And she's rightfully so, and people are against her. But I don't know where you can run to at the end of the world. I mean, how many places are there? I wasn't joking about Aruba. I'm saying there is no coronavirus in Aruba. I mean, you know, not that you could get there, but I'm just stating a fact.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? It happens. People move to Aruba. You got to say what's on your mind. It might change your life. She might just do it, and it's great.
Well, Florida is not very far, I mean, you know, by plane to Aruba, but it's all this paperwork. And then now they're not allowing Americans to go to Europe in certain countries because our virus is going nuts. And the only way that this virus is going to mellow down is when they find some sort of cure.
That's it. And that's how people are going to finally feel comfortable. Like my daddy's like, I just hope that they find a vaccine or a cure. I just cannot risk going out. I mean, he's older. And I think that's very smart of him to stay in and be very careful.
It is. But I don't know if it's all of it. I mean, you got to live your life. I mean, I also believe, and I don't know if you believe it, but I believe that we manifest things. So we create things to happen. We truly do. And if you think about it too long, like, oh, I'm going to get the coronavirus, I'm going to get, guess what? You'll land at a place that has it. Like, I didn't even tell you this. I was going to drive through McDonald's today, and it says closed for, I don't know, some weird thing. I mean, some mechanical issues or something. Well, everybody in town knows there was one person there that had the coronavirus. So that was the last time they closed. So obviously someone else.
Yes.
You know, and of course they don't want to let you know, that type of thing. So.
Yeah, they don't want to advertise it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was another thing that happened today. I'm going, God, I am just so mad. Is this going to just stop? And then I go, there's got to be a retrograde. And then you
I don't know. I mean, sometimes I just don't even want to listen to the news. I need a break from it. I was really obsessed with knowing every detail about it in the beginning. And now I just don't even listen. But I still am very careful.
I'm the same way. I'll glance at it for about 5 minutes or so. I go to the swimming pool. You know, we have swimming pools and we have chlorine and we have all that stuff, you know, so that's safe. But they only allow like 10 people in the pool area at one time, and you have to distance yourself.
That's good, though. 10 is good. We're at 5 at our pool.
But
guess
what,
Dale?
They have five pools, so within the whole building, 10 people. They don't do 10
yes.
people at a time.
But they opened my gym that I love, a brand new gym at my place,
mm-hmm.
so I can work out again in a gym.
Wear gloves, honey.
Okay.
The plastic gloves, because you don't know who's touching all that stuff, and then throw them away and sanitize. So it's okay
yes.
to work out, but, you know, wear gloves.
I feel like it's better at the apartment. It's brand new and nice than going to the actual gym with a lot of people there.
Yeah, that's for sure. Do you have enough stuff you can work out with?
Oh, yeah, this place is decked out. It's amazing. I love it. And not many people are using it. Plus, they have a limit of how many people can go in there. I think that's perfect for me.
Yeah, that is. That is very perfect for you. So
right out my door.
Is that a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom?
Two.
Oh, okay.
It's real nice.
It's just like I don't even want to watch the news. Every morning for the last 6 months or however long it's been, that's all we're getting is the amount of coronavirus. And then, you know, I have to agree with this woman. What is the government doing about it? Are they doing anything, you know? Like, we have governors, and our governor here is really good in Nevada, and I know the one in New York is very good. But the one here, just like any sign of anything wrong, he shuts it down.
Very strict,
you know what I mean?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Well, but I tend to think my own feeling is that with the casinos, they're losing too many millions of dollars per day, and they're going to leave it open. What they want to do is that herd theory, which is, you know, let everybody die off that's supposed to, and whoever's left is left, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Hey, well, Johnny's so quiet. What about Johnny's family? How are they dealing with it? Are they still afraid of the corona? Really
well,
afraid,
you know,
and they're really careful?
On Sunday, we're going to be going to my nephew's birthday, and it's going to be interesting because this will be the first time we've seen everybody since the whole meltdown, and they have to be real careful about a few things because one of my nephews, Alex, you have to be real careful that he doesn't see the car, because if he sees the car, then he's going to want to spend the night, and he's going to have a fit if he can't. And he's autistic, so you have to make sure that you relate to him in a certain way. And so, you know.
Well, are you all going to wear masks and you know, distance yourselves and all that stuff?
We're going to be distancing ourselves. I don't know about masks. But I do know that Alex is just like the kind of person that will, he's real, it's hard to control two autistic children. I mean, you know, one is liable to have fits for no reason, and the other one says a lot of socially strange things, you know.
Yeah, but it's just your family, isn't it?
Yes,
so they all understand. They all understand.
Well,
and yeah,
I don't know, Barbara. And I just had this with Richard's family. His daughter-in-law's mother was 80, so they invited the whole family. And I'm going, that's not right, man. I mean, you know, it's just it's gonna be a problem. Because you'll see. You know, when you're in big crowds. This thing, I don't know. It just has a mind of its own. It just knows. I think you're better off in the open air. I don't know about you guys, but out west here, they've canceled all July 4th and everything. Have they done that where you are?
I don't know.
I don't know. I wonder if they're going to do the parade. I was in it last year.
Yeah, we've had lots of fireworks at the beach. We've had lots of fireworks at the beach. I don't see that as being canceled. We have, we had fireworks on the beach a few days ago, so.
Oh. Well, they
is that personal?
personal. It's not the company, not the city who's doing it yet. You don't know what the city is doing.
I really have no idea. I mean, all I know is that we watch fireworks. We do see them, and they get videotaped. So,
okay. I was in the parade last year here in Huntington Beach, and I don't know if they're doing that again. I mean, I don't know if it's canceled.
Barbara, I'm just, you know, as I'm talking to you guys, I'm watching just the TV go by, and it says the reversals are, they're reversing reopening. So,
they are?
Yes, yes.
Right.
Oh, so no. So, things that are going to open are not going to open on certain areas. So,
gosh, I mean, I feel bad for that this is happening again, like there's another wave. It's really sad. Wow.
It's the same wave. It's not a different one, they said. It's the same wave. It's just it's gotten stronger because people, they've let people out. Just like in Tahoe, they've let them out, and you have all the tourists coming up, and you're going, you know, why are they doing this? Well, why they're doing it is really because of money, probably because of mafia, probably because they need the money, you know? That's why people want to gamble.
Okay.
You know, it's just, that's what I think.
All right.
Yes,
are
Johnny,
you
what?
Ready to take the caller?
I guess I'm as ready as I'll ever be. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, area code 856.
Hi, 856. You're on with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, best is to be expected. And who am I speaking with?
Rose Maria.
Hi, Maria. And,
how are you?
Where are you calling
New Jersey.
From? What part?
New Jersey, South Philly. I'm near South Philly. South Jersey.
Okay, give me the city in South Jersey or the exit.
Cherry Hill.
Oh, okay, got it, got it. Relatives there. That beautiful area. I was born in Newark, lived in Hillside, Lakewood, all that area, and a lot of my relatives are in Cherry Hill. How you doing? What do you need to know?
I have two job offers. One is trying to get me ready to get an interview, or am I getting the one that's not communicating with me too much? It's for the same company, two different departments. I don't know which one is which. Am I getting or am I getting a different job?
Okay. What kind of work is it, please?
Engineering. IT.
Okay. You are definitely getting one of them. You know that. It feels like the first one. But it doesn't matter. Whatever you get. Whatever you get, you get, because you're very intelligent, you're very smart, you're doing things the right way, and you're going to be hired. But don't you have to work from home?
No, not at the beginning. I'm not sure how they're going to work it.
Yeah, that
I
is
know there's question. That's a four day week. I'm getting the hint. It's a 4 day week.
And you will definitely hear something within the next few weeks or less. Definitely. So it's a high paying job, and it's good. Were you thinking about moving or buying a house?
Yeah.
Okay. What area?
Probably overseas.
Can I go with you? Whereabouts?
I'm in Italy, south of Italy.
Oh, yeah, Italy is just like, it's okay. It's okay. Would you be able to work in Italy?
Yes. I can work for the same company that I'm getting, hopefully.
I would suggest you do it because that is going to happen.
Cool.
So I would say lots of luck to you. I wish you well. And go for it.
Cool. Well, hopefully I can move as soon as I can. I hope. I'm not sure if it's going to be a couple months or.
Well, time is not good for psychics. You know, we're not real good on time. And especially with this corona thing going on, we don't know. I mean, I'm looking at just at the TV as I speak with you, but I don't have it on. And they're shutting down Texas. They're shutting down Arizona.
Yeah.
And they're shutting down all the states, you know. So it's back to the point of 200,000 cases, and it's rough. So you can't give a time as to when.
Yeah, true.
You know, but you know what? Just keep yourself busy. Keep working your resume. Do your thing. You're going to be fine.
Cool. Appreciate it. Yeah, hopefully not too bad yet. Yeah, we just started getting up and running, so hopefully we don't shut down yet. Again.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
I wish we all could do something for fun. I mean, my whole thing for fun is swimming. That's about it. And Barbara going to the gym, that would be cool, you know. Other than that, we're all good.
Yeah. I just started doing my stuff, my can and stuff on doing stuff on my own, you know, girly girl stuff.
There I go. Okay, sweetie, thank you for calling.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that is the most upbeat call we've had so far.
Right.
What's up?
Okay.
Yes.
Our next caller, here it is it was a blocked number, but I screened it. Are you there, caller?
It's what? Wait.
Yes,
hold on, Johnny. What did you just say?
Oh, it was a blocked number, but I screened it. That's what that means. It just means I don't have an area code.
Okay, but before I talk to her, can you give out the phone number so people can call in?
Sure. The number is 516-531-9874.
Okay. Ma'am, hello to the person.
Yes.
What is your name?
Oh, hi. My name is Felicia.
I'm sorry. Did you say Felicia?
Yes. Can you hear me better now? I changed it. I got a new phone.
Oh, okay. Well, I could hear you. And where are you calling from? What city? You don't have to be exact, but what city?
Oh, I'm calling from New York.
Okay, happy. And I'm glad we get a lot of New Yorkers because I've asked Johnny to screen that, you know, in the sense that there's a lot of New York people that want to air what's going on in their city and want to air about the coronavirus, and they've been cooped up, and I feel they have the right to talk and express themselves and really get it out. And since I'm from Jersey, New York area, I'm just like all for that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Okay, so I'm helping a relative with a legal matter. I'm intuitive myself, and I'm picking up the energy of a lady named Kim trying to come around, but this...
I'm not understanding you. You're picking up the energy of what?
I'm picking up an energy of a lady.
Of a lady?
Yeah.
I don't know, but Barbara, you're going to have to translate here. I'm not quite getting what she's saying.
Okay. She's picking up some energy of a lady. That's all I've gotten so far.
Okay, what type of energy?
I think I am helping a relative with a legal matter. But I'm starting to pick.
Okay, why are you picking this up? For what reason?
Because I am intuitive myself.
Yeah, but I can't help you on your psychic end with what you're picking up because I don't know. I mean, that's like a totally individual thing. It might be someone who's passed on. It might be somebody you know. You can ask for names. You can ask for, you know, more information, but it's not me who does that. It's you who does that to the other side.
Oh, okay.
You have to communicate with the other side and ask them what's going on.
Okay, I see.
And you're capable of doing that, so it's okay.
Okay.
Okay, was there anything else you needed to know?
Oh, yes. Okay, so I'm picking up on a job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for a new job. Okay, the thing is, I think at this company, there are going to be two positions. I want the one that's the most challenging. But, yeah, the one that's the most challenging. One is, and one is just very challenging. That's the one that I would need to be in, the one that makes me feel uncomfortable, which is fine. So,
okay, you said you're picking it up. Are these real availabilities?
Yeah, I'm pretty accurate.
No, I'm not questioning your ability. I said that wrong. Are these real jobs that you know of right now that have positions available?
No, it's in the future. I'm picking up the energy of the two jobs in the future. No,
okay.
Not right now. Oh, no.
Okay, again, I'd love to be able to comment on your psychic ability and what you're picking up, but, you know, it's out of my realm. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Okay, that's all right.
I don't doubt you for a moment, but it's just something you're picking up that is for you and you alone.
Okay. I see. Okay. I'm understanding, yes.
Okay, but you know, you are psychic, so keep picking them up, write them all down, see what comes true, see what doesn't come true, and go from there.
Okay, you know what, I'm going to do that. Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let me go back to Barbara. Barbara?
Hi. Yes, that was very interesting, I thought. Let me get this straight, because I wasn't following it in the beginning either. She wanted to have you tell her what she was seeing with the moment. A woman
No. Okay, how do I explain this? All right. There aren't any words to explain it. It's part of my retrograde today. Okay?
Yeah, that is
true. Nothing I can do about it except when I'm over with the show called The Hospital and see if my friend's okay. I don't know. It's just information that she is receiving from where I don't know, or, you know, telling her things about jobs, about people, about this, and she's wanting me to confirm it, but I can't because that's her own thing.
Okay.
I mean, that was interesting.
Every
conversation is different. I want to go back to Johnny, though.
Yeah, Johnny.
And your party. That is concerning to me a little bit, because you need to, this thing that is going around the world, I'm not worried about Barbara getting it. I'm not worried about me getting it. I'm not worried about you getting it or my family. You know, we take precautions. But when you're in a crowded room of people, it's rough, Johnny. You could be asymptomatic and not know you have it and transfer it that way, and that's how it's being transferred.
I know.
So,
I mean,
I'm surprised they're doing this big party with every family member.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, do you have to go to it?
Well, what it's going to be, the number of people that are going to be there is, see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's a lot. It only takes one. And your dad's okay with this?
Yeah.
I thought your dad didn't even want you to walk to the store.
That don't make sense, Jenny. I think we talk about it. I'm not feeling
you
real
safe.
Do you
want to go, Donnie? Do you want to go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want to go?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then just be careful when you're there and don't touch people and wear your mask.
I know.
Can you do that?
And sanitize.
Yeah. I mean, there's a mask to wear, but we do have, like, we wash our hands a lot, so, you know.
Yeah, but you still have to put the sanitation stuff on it, too, you know.
Well, we do that, yeah.
But
where is the party?
Don't take it lightly. I mean, come on, you know.
I know.
Where is the party happening?
At my sister's.
Okay, so that's indoors, which is not good because there's a lot of surfaces that people are going to touch. So be careful of the surfaces.
Now Barbara and I are both worried for you.
And you have to have
that
hand sanitizer readily available for everybody who comes in. Immediately say, please, do you mind going to the restroom and washing with warm soap and water and then coming out and squirting this on your hands, please, you know, just to protect everybody. Maybe you can make a nice sign on your computer with instructions.
I know. Yeah, Van will be getting after everybody for social distancing, so you both.
Okay, good.
He's not going to listen, Barbara, no matter what we say. Just like when you're flying in a plane, they have the recirculated air. Now they're saying that the recirculated air connected, if you're sick, you're going to get something. So, you know, I'm wondering what happened to the simple cold and a flu? Like, how do we know when we have that?
Oh, I know. I haven't
even
gotten sick at all, so I don't know. I would think that I would have it if I got the flu. If I got the flu, I would say, oh, for sure I have it because I'm not used to getting the flu. Very rarely. I got the flu shot, though, because Johnny said it was a good idea.
Well, that's the one thing I didn't get because I never had the flu. But
I know,
did
that's
get
great.
I got the pneumonia shots because I have, you know, my lungs are kind of, I always get bronchitis when I was a kid, so my lungs aren't in that great shape. But I don't know. It's just like I wish as a psychic I could see an end to all this, and it just seems to be getting worse and worse and worse, and it's scary. I mean, I don't want to be out in a crowd of people. That is not my favorite thing to do. I mean, when I go to the grocery market, I'll go late at night or I'll go when there's not that many people and just get what I need to get and get the heck out of there.
I go late at night as well.
Yeah, it's kind of, my husband went at 8:30 to Walmart. It closes at 8:30 and there was no one there. So, you know. Well,
I
know.
I go at 10.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
I'm
good. 10. Mostly okay.
Okay. So, what do you want me to do, Johnny? Is there someone else, or what's going on?
Yes, there's someone else. This is the next person. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, caller. You're on with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show. Please tell us your name.
Hi, my name is Erica.
Hi, Erica. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Ohio. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. And you have a lot. You have a lot. You're echoing, though. Are you on speaker?
Yeah, I apologize for that. I am hearing impaired and on a not-so-good phone that I put it on speaker,
okay.
So I turned it down just slightly a bit, hopefully.
Okay, now I can hear you very well, darling. What can I help you with?
Okay, so I'm just basically calling to see, you know, hey, what could be coming up for me? There's so much going on, and, you know, everybody, including myself, trying to play catch up, okay?
I get it.
And there's just so much I need to move. I don't know, you know, it's a choice. Where do you move? And I'm dealing with a workers' comp claim and trying to see how that's going to go throughout,
okay,
you know, moving
one
forward.
One at a time.
Yeah.
One at a time. I can only deal with a few things, and that's it. You know, I can't give you a full-on reading.
I'm just speaking in general. I'm just saying, okay it's this and it's that. But, hey, where do I need to be pairing my focus to the most and preserving my energy so I can get some of those goals and things that I need to get done and still be within the rhythm of what's going on, whether if we have another shutdown or not, you know, because the beat still goes on, okay?
Yeah, you got that right.
This isn't a godsend thing. The beat still goes on. Life still goes on in some kind of capacity. I'm just refused to be feeling all full of anxiety and locked up like I did the first time, okay? I feel like you got me the first time. You're not going to get me the second time, okay?
You know what? You never got me the first time.
Eyes
and
the game
get me the
second time.
Can you hear me? Can she hear me?
No.
Hello?
She wasn't hearing for a minute there.
Okay, listen to me, okay? Can you hear me now?
Absolutely.
Okay. I feel the same way you do about it. It's not going to get me down. It hasn't gotten me down. The only thing that has got me down is that I'm like Barbara. I love to travel and go places and do things.
Yeah.
And that part is very frustrating, that I can't go where I want to go back to Hawaii, do what I need to do. I can't do it, and that really is annoying, you know. You should be concentrating on your workman's comp. Do you have an attorney for it?
No, I'm thinking about I probably will maybe need to get one next month or the following month. If I can go the following month into August and do it successfully, I think I'll be okay. This is my last year in it. So I'm hoping that they'll,
That's where you need to focus, okay?
No surprises.
Everything, you got to hear me back. Everything is going to fall in place, but just focus on one thing at a time, period. Just one thing.
Well, that's all I can do, but, you know, I'm on someone else's time frame. When the workers on the federal side, I'm on their time frame, you know. They can say, okay, well, we're going to cut you off, you know. Hey, I'd like to be prepared before that comes or get an attorney so I can get things that they haven't done that they should have done rolling. And I've had to fix two cars, which those are almost done, and then I can move into the workers' comp thing to possibly move. So I was trying to figure out what's coming up for me. What do I need to focus a little bit more on?
And I'm trying to tell you, but you're not hearing me. I'm trying to tell you. Are you open to hearing me?
Oh, I'm hearing you. I heard you say focus on the workers' comp thing.
Okay, but you keep talking, and I can't do my reading if you keep talking. So I want to say focus on that. Money's going to come back in. I don't see you getting cut off. You do need an attorney. You need to focus in on, you know, workman's comp attorney. That's the only way you're going to get things done. And that's what I see you need to be doing.
Good, but bummer. Thank you for being so honest and blunt.
Well, I'm trying to be, okay, because you wanted answers, and that's what I'm giving you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hey, anybody who calls in, hey, it's a take it or leave it thing. You know what I mean?
That's so funny.
I'll take it. I'm a raw chick, honey. I'm a raw one.
You should be a stand-up comedian. I'll be honest with you. You should be a stand-up comic. You are funny. You are really funny.
It is. I love her.
You have a lot to say. You have a lot to do. I'd write a book if I were you. You know, do something. You know, but get it internet printed. I can tell you just have a lot of good energy. And I think you can get almost anything you want.
Would you say, Lance?
Okay.
Okay, and can I recommend to you, even though you say you like to travel and stuff, do RVM.
Yes. RVM,
that's
what everyone's doing.
People, oh, I know. Because I know all about the RV, and the problem is I have a gentleman here that I take care of. He's an RV buff. Every RV spot is taken. Now, you're also dealing with, it's in Nevada, they're selling 100 RVs a month. Where the heck are all these people going to go? I mean, you know, we know enough about RVs to know, you know, unless you're going to go up in the woods and you're not going to be connected to anything, and then there's no air conditioning and it's 95-degree weather, what are you going to do? There's no campsites available.
Oh, some of them are. Some of them are. Some of them are putting that money in it. Those who could afford to customize, they'll do it. I mean, there's a will, there's a way. You want to get out and be in the open? I don't know. I can't say. I don't have the money for that.
I would love to do it. I just can't afford to do it, to buy one, you know. So, and as I said, 100 of them a month are being sold here.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, they're selling out. 45 a week, back orders, I'm hearing today. I'm
that's
like,
right,
wow.
That's right.
My cousin,
but, you know, those
sister.
Those are people with money, because to run an RV, you know, anywhere from $20,000 to $80,000, then there's the gas, then there's the hookup, then you got to find a place to stay, and then you have to also dump all the waste out of it all the time. I mean, that's not adventurous to me. I'll be honest with you, too. In Tahoe, all the hotels are selling out. Harrah's, Harvey's, all the hotels. $500 a night. They're all selling out. The Grand Sierra, they're all 3,000 of them. They're all
what
sold
out. What do they want rooms for? What do they want rooms for? Ain't nothing going on in the room?
Well, no. You've got the rooms, but you have Lake Tahoe, and they want to go to the lake, or they want, you know, the beauty of the lake, whatever.
Go to Yellowstone. That's even better. Grand Teton Park. All right, I'm done. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. You have a good one.
Thank
you. Thanks. She's fun.
Barbara, you want to get an RV?
Yeah. Hey, you guys. Call in right now. How much time do we have left here on the show? Not very much.
We go a little longer. I mean,
not the way things are going. I can't because I have to go call the hospital and see how my friend is.
Okay.
Oh, Dale, I didn't know that you wanted me to end. Okay, no problem. I'll close the show. And thank you very much, all of you callers, for calling in.
Johnny,
yes?
I'm going to call you. I want Barbara. I keep forgetting your number. Well, I wanted to call you guys back momentarily, because I need to give Johnny some instructions. So end the show, and then I'm going to call Johnny back. And if you'd hook up with him, I wanted to tell you something, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds
okay.
Good. So please
do
visit our... Okay. Please do visit our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness, to hear this show and choose from over 300 other shows that we've done. We invite you to come, and we also say, hey, can you write a review? That'd be awesome. And I've been a little more active on our Life, Laughter, Happiness Facebook. Like today, I sent all that information about the Mercury retrograde. So please read up on that and also visit Dale Shear's site and look at everything she's done. She's an author, so much. It's very interesting to peruse through her website, daleshear.com. It's her directly for your personal private reading at 808-372-1816. And follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and I think that's it. So thank you, Dale, so much. Yes.
Aloha to you, and I'll call you back in just a minute.
Our channel, I'm sorry, we have a Roku channel. I forgot to do the shout-out about it, Life, Laughter, Happiness. If you have Roku, you could learn by watching Life, Laughter, Happiness. We have a new channel, so we're proud of it and excited about all the future things coming with that. All right, so Dale.
Okay.
Dale needs time to take care of some things, and we wish you a good evening, Dale. A very
good
evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Aloha.
Thanks,
good night, Dale.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.